Yes. You have to get rid of the Betty Foxdale.
Hey, my name is Betty Foxdale. I live in Junction City. Every morning, wake up next to 3 in the morning. Oh.
Did you confront me at Apple Days also about this?
Yes. It's been 2 weeks and you haven't taken it off.
I know. Well, part of the problem is Chris.
What?
Yeah, talk to Chris about it.
Why? He likes it?
Yeah.
No, I'm just too lazy to change it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. It makes me cringe in the morning.
Why?
I hate it.
You hate Betty Foxdale.
Do you know Betty
Foxdale?
Don't
hate her. I don't know her.
She's such
a
sweet woman.
It's just annoying. And I bet you people agree with me. Have them call in one day.
Just have an entire show dedicated to should we or should we not ax Betty Foxdale.
Yes.
I'm fine with getting rid of it just because we've had it long enough, you know. I think it's probably run its course. See, what I wanted to do is have her just explode one day when she starts saying her name. But then I still need Chris to go in and find it's complicated. It's built into that little thing we play at the top of the hour. So Chris has to go find, like, the original file and yank it out of there and stuff.
Well, could you just change the beginning?
you don't like the whole beginning now? Is that what you're saying?
No, I like the rest. The Foxdale thing is just annoying. I don't know.
It's killing you, huh?
I'm really sorry.
By the way,
I don't like it.
You were right about the Army of One thing, huh?
Yes, I was.
You didn't tell me it was going to be Army Strong, though, did you?
I did not tell you what it was.
Yeah. Army Strong, doesn't that sound a little bit Tarzanic to you? What do you think about that? Army Strong?
Yeah, they're sort of like Tarzan. Soldiers are heroes.
Yeah, but... I agree with that.
I did not know that it was going to be Army Strong. I only knew that it was changing.
Oh, so you're not as cool as we thought.
No, probably not. But I did know they were filming the commercial here. Lots of people knew that. But
yeah, yeah. Especially when they started filming it.
You'll be able to see that soon, though. I heard November.
Is that right? Is that a national commercial or is that just a local thing?
I think it's a National Army commercial.
Well, I'm excited to see it.
Me too. I'll be even more excited when Betty Foxdale says bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. You got something for Free For All Friday?
Well, this weekend is going to rock for me.
Why?
Because Sunday, me and my boyfriend have been dating a month.
A month?
A month.
Do I hear wedding bells?
Possibly.
Are you guys going to go out and eat somewhere or celebrate, or what are you going to do?
Yeah. Applebee's.
Yep.
Or Old Chicago.
Old Chicago, yeah, Old Chicago's good.
I like Old Chicago.
Applebee's, I am not a huge fan of.
Why not?
I always get into it. I always make fun of Photoshop Adam because he always goes to Applebee's.
They're crazy.
It's too much stir fry or something. I think part of the problem was my parents took me there when I was a little kid. And Applebee's as a little kid isn't the most fun thing in the world. You know what I mean?
Look at all the stuff on the walls, though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So...
especially when you're a little kid.
I want, like, pizza shop or something.
You're not.
You know? Okay, who are you having a conversation with, us or your little Patsy?
With you.
All right, making sure. All right, well, congratulations on the anniversary. Rock it out at Applebee's.
Well, thank you.
Eat some chicken fried steak on me.
All right.
Not on
Will
me,
you?
But and remember me when you
well,
eat
Well, you guys
it.
Have a good day.
All right.